Broken Shards, a heated rivalry plotfic, written by Zianvar and read by Elani. Some days, Ilya feels carved open. He's a cavity, an abyss, a body someone took a knife to and sliced open, took out all the parts that made him human and stitched him back together, but poorly, so that anyone who looks at him can see, clear as day, there's something wrong with this boy. It's leaking out of him, slow and steady most days, through gaps that are nearly but never entirely invisible, and like a torrent on others, pouring out until he's empty and then some. It leaves behind a gaping lack, a gnawing hunger that makes short work of whatever is left, until he's a husk, hollowed out and fragile. On those days, a single gust of wind might shatter what was left of his heart after his mother died, or so it feels. The brittle scaffolding he's erected around it crumbling to dust. He learns early that there isn't much that helps. Ilya is broken. Broken open, yes. But maybe also just fundamentally broken in a way that says wrong. A bowl that cracked when he found his mother's lifeless form age 12. And that now can no longer hold happiness in any meaningful form. He can hold snatches before they drip from his fingers, an unlikely goal that gets his heart racing and his blood pumping, a pretty girl's smile, a rare word of praise from his coach. They're fleeting, but he's good at chasing them, scores more than anyone expected from him because he only shot up after his mother was gone. Like he's had to grow to make space for two souls in his body. Learns how to flirt with girls to make them laugh and lean in closer, rather than roll their eyes and whisper as they walk away. Gets a trophy for his team and yet stays serious on the ice, even though the ice is the only place his body sings. The summer before his first prospect up, he learns that there is something else that fills that void in his chest, however briefly. The heavy weight of a cock on his tongue, the velvety, hot skin sliding past his lips, the choked-off moans that are on the verge of being too loud in the cramped room. Sasha stares at him, his cheeks flushed and hair mussed and chest still rising and falling rapidly, as Ilya sits back and lets his cock slip from his mouth, licking his lips for effect more than because he needs it. Fuck, Sasha breathes. Ilusha. They don't kiss, because kissing would turn this into something that it isn't, even after Ilya had swallowed Sasha's release. But Sasha jerks him off with an intensity to his gaze that is almost too much. Ilya buries his face in Sasha's neck and gasps into his skin until he comes. And, to his disappointment, the hunger creeps back in before the sweat has cooled under skin. Over the course of the fall, he and Sasha try other things. 69, which looks more fun than it turns out to be, because they're not of a height and it's hard to focus on your own pleasure while sucking another dick. Simple frontage, where Ilya learns that doing this face-to-face is intimate in a way that isn't fun. With Ilya fucking Sasha, which is very much fun. And once, with Sasha fucking Ilya, where Ilya learns that the only thing worse than everyday life carving his chest open is the calm down after getting fucked, because it's intense and so much it fills Ilya to overflowing, and when it's over, the emptiness returns with a vengeance that has him locking himself in the bedroom and standing under the hot spray until it runs cold. Sasha's complaints be damned, because at least that way, no one will be able to tell whether he cries or not. Ilya never again offers the bottom, and Sasha doesn't ask. And when the prospect cup rolls around, Sasha leans in to kiss Ilya, slow and with tongue, because he's leaving for school in Paris after this, and they both know that they won't see each other again anytime soon. In Regina, Saskatchewan, Ilya meets Shane Hollander, and while it would be cliché to say his life reorients itself, he does take notice. Shane Hollander is Ilya's age, but thrice as awkward, speaks perfect English and probably perfect French. Sasha would be able to judge, but Sasha isn't here because he's on his way to fucking France. and he's woefully alone on a team who can't keep up with him, Ilya can relate. But unfortunately for Shane Hollander, Ilya is actually able to carry his team, and so they beat the Canadians to take home gold. In the handshake line, Hollander's grip is strong and familiar, and it helps keep Ilya full all the way until they touch back down in Russia. He bleeds out again slowly over the next weeks, until Ilya goes back to finding willing bodies at clubs he's technically too young to go to, but who cares? It does put a dent in the maelstrom that's taken up residence in his chest with every day they get closer to the draft, every day they get closer to his future. The draft lottery happens in the middle of the night for him, but he still watches it on a shitty stream on a site he found, waits with bated breath to learn who will get rights to his body, to his hockey. Edmonton gets third pick this year, then Montreal, and finally Boston. He doesn't know anything about them, can't get himself to open the search engine he used earlier to find out. He should be happy, excited. Instead, he's empty once again, because he's about to leave Russia to be bought by a club like cattle, to earn money he already can feel Alexei's slimy fingers all over, to pay back his father for raising him. Ilya swallows, and reminds himself that the ref will bring Shane Hollander, and that maybe he will see Hollander's pretty frown as he comes second again. No, not maybe. Definitely. Because there can only be one number one, and Ilya knows he's the best, knows he's what Hollander wishes to be. It's only when they're smiling at the camera, Hollander a tense, unhappy presence next to him, who's probably grimacing in something that 2 lives ago resembled happiness, that he admits to himself that maybe neither Hollander nor him actually want to be him, even if he's the first overall draft pick of their class. Hours later still, on the floor of the hotel gym, panting across from Hollander, he also admits that Hollander is what he wants to own, maybe, what he needs to stop the holes in his chest, the gaps between his ribs. He tells himself no, even as Hollander follows his directions so prettily. He tells himself no, even as he knows that he will not make it without getting a taste of him, without getting to claim him at least for a night. Maybe if Hollander didn't look at him with those large eyes, his mouth falling open a little. Maybe if Hollander didn't get goosebumps from a simple brush of fingers. Maybe if Hollander didn't hold his gaze while chugging Ilya's water, maybe then he'd move on. But Hollander does all those things, and Ilya is only a thin veneer of humanity wrapped around a perpetually hungry soul, and he already knows he will cave. Doesn't believe in lying to himself about it, either. Hollander is good in a way Ilya has never been. The polite, awkward, prodigal Canadian you hear of when you think hockey. And Ilya wants to corrupt, to claim, to compromise that unfailing goodness. Because Ilya is broken, and sometimes broken shards crave company. And Hollander, he thinks as he watches him leave the hotel gym like he's moving against a stretching rope, would be terrific company. The end. Zia, I knew I wanted to record this one since the second you sent me that sneak peek. Everybody, go check out the original fake, drink some water, don't forget to stretch, and I'll see you in the next one. Bye.